Betty Lockery Hoag on April 13, 1965, interviewing Claire Falkenstein. This is our second tape. Something happened to the machine on the first tape. Claire, it breaks my heart to ask you, but I think we'd better repeat some of that if you don't mind.
I'll do a better job of it.
Good. Wonderful. I don't want you to get hoarse or anything.
Let's see now. Let's start at the beginning.
Good.
Now that I remember my beginnings, probably up to the age of 12, the most important thing in my life as far as any kind of, how would you say, awakening through the senses in any way was through visits that I made to a house, which was like, probably you can think of it as a kind of museum of things, marvelous things from all over the world. Of course, I lived in Coos Bay, which was a small town on the seacoast in Oregon. I was born there and had all my early life small town. It was a wonderful nature experience in that I was close to the woods and close to the sea and had a sense of being in the country and realizing growing things and seeing animals and plants and so on in a sequence of seasons. And, but as far as art went, there was nothing except, as I say, this one house, and it was built by the owner of the mill, in which my father was the manager. And because it was a very class cleavage town, stop it a while and cool it off and see it work.
Now we have it on again.
In that the that you had the owner, the manager, and certain other officers of the mill being the leading families, and then you had this great mass of workers who were mostly Swedish people brought from Sweden to work in the mill. And at a certain time, well, when I was 12 really, my mother, who was very progressive, felt